A CDC report shows the number of babies born with syphilis in the U.S. has surged. And during the first year of the pandemic, some states in our region were among those with the highest rates. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
A decade ago, there were roughly 333 babies born infected with the disease in the U.S. In the first year of COVID-19, that number climbed to more than 2,100 cases. That's an increase of more than 500%. New Mexico had the nation's highest rate of congenital syphilis when the mother passes the disease during pregnancy. The state's 42 cases translates to a rate of about 183 per 100,000 live births. Nevada had the fourth highest rate at 131. Elizabeth Kessler is the state's STD surveillance manager. She says the pandemic shifted many public health workers to COVID-19 tracing.
We had less capacity to follow up on our own STD patients, and in many cases, we also saw clinics had to temporarily shut down.
Both Nevada and New Mexico now require increased syphilis testing for anyone who's pregnant. Utah and Idaho had among the lowest rates in the country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.